Toiv Lahoidos Lashem, what does the word Lahoidos mean? Recently I've been learning the Sifsei Chaim. Lahoidos is to thank. The same word is to admit. Moida b'miktas. Moida ani lefanecha. What's the relationship between the two? A person can only thank if he admits he received something. You tell somebody to say thank you, for what reason? When you admit that you've received something that's precious, then you thank. Toiv l'hoidos l'Hashem. It's easy to tell a child to say thank you. The Toiv l'hoidos l'Hashem is first to understand why you're saying thank you. First, you have to recognize what you received. And then, the hoidah has a meaning. Chanukah is called Chanukah because Chonu Chofei. The Levush says, what does Chonu mean? That the Melchoma stopped. Lahavdil Bein Tumah Letaira. Those who are involved in sports and have a World Series and the Super Bowl, and your team wins. What do you rejoice? That the season is over or that they won? Rejoice that they won. The Chazal were Kaveya. What is the Siba of Simcha? Not that they were victorious, but they don't have to fight anymore. That they're not fighting anymore. The analogy to this is recently I was in New York a few nights ago, and as I mentioned sometimes when I want some fuel for shmuz, sometimes on the radio and driving back at night, and we put on a radio program which was a Jewish program and was advertising all the restaurants in Midtown Manhattan serving all the famous Chinese cuisines, Italian cuisines, well, whatever you want. They said one thing. This was the commercial. That if you come in to this Midtown Manhattan restaurant and you say Mashiach now, you get either a bottle of wine or a cup of wine. The two passwords. See how low, how empty such a precious thing of Mashiach has become. A fellow wants to come into and buy a rib steak in a Midtown Manhattan. Mashiach now, okay, you got a bottle of wine or a cup of wine. What's Mentos? What's Mentos? Means nothing. It's worse than nothing. It's worse than nothing. And you come and you celebrate Chanukah. The Alter from Kelim said, he gave a marshal. Someone has a list to buy some products in a store, and the one who gave him the list says, be certain to look at the list. And the person goes into the store with the list, and he's a big masmid, and he's listens. When he comes back, the person asked him, Did you look at the list? Yes, I looked at the list over and over and over again. Did you buy the product? No, I didn't buy the product. What'd you have the list for? You have the list to buy the product. Say Mashiach now is applicable to Hanukkah. You light a Hanukkah menorah. It's Hanukkah, so what? What's the purpose of Hanukkah? V'kovu shmoinash mei Hanukkah elu lehoida isu lehale leshimcha agoda. If you stay with the Hanukkah menorah, you stayed with the list. You stayed with Mashiach now. Rashi in Shabbos says that the reason why the Alanisim is in the Brichas Haidor Zok Rashi, the Hokula Milsa de Chanukah Ikra Lehoidor Nitna. The whole inyan of Chanukah is for Haidor. What does Haidor mean? To recognize and therefore to memela thank. And if you're left with the Hanukkah menorah, if that's all that you have, you're left with the list. You're left with the Mashiach now. That's it. What is the Chanukah of Hay? Why are they happy that they didn't, that they're not fighting anymore? Because the Rambam says, the reason why the Nevi'im and Chachomim were Mis'aver for Yemais HaMashiach, because in Yemais HaMashiach there's not going to be any lachatz of Malchiyos, and they'll be able to steig and learn B'menucha and to elevate themselves into the Am Kodesh. That's the reason why you want Mashiach, not to be able to sit in front of a ribsteak and say Mashiach now. When the Chazal were Kaveya Chonu Chof Hei, they're not happy about being victorious. When they had to fight, they were giving up their life. Here, the Kodesh Baruch gave us a life where we could develop ourselves. We had to fight. It was a necessary evil. What is the simcha that I'm able to be b'shalva now and to be a neivet Hashem? That's the toiv lehoidais l'Hashem. How many of us have any shakas to this? How many of us go past the Chanukah menorah, what the inyan of Chanukah is? Where the Iker is lehoidais, the Iker is to recognize what we've gotten to the point that we're happy. That was the lachatz. What I'm going to say certainly is not the total problem. It's a shtickle that I learned that I can share with you. What did the Greeks want? What do they want from Kol Yisrael? The Greeks wanted the Torah to be translated. The Greeks wanted to know the Torah. They didn't want to hide the Torah. But it says here, Kishomdo Machis Yob Nor Shalom Chol Yisrael L'Hashkicham Torah Secha. Don't say L'Hashkicham HaTorah. They didn't want Klal Yisrael to know that the Torah is from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. U'havira mechukei detzonecha. And they didn't want Klal Yisrael to do chukim. And it doesn't mean only chukim, as the Shimshon Frilher says. We are a people of Nasa v'Nishma. We do the Torah because the whole Torah is a chuk to us. Later on, we can try to understand it. But the reason why we do the Torah is because there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us we need the Torah. So we do it as a chok. the Greek philosophy was the philosophy of Chokhmah, and that human wisdom is it. That there's such a thing as Ruchnius. There's such a thing as Ruchnius. There's such a thing as Hashgacha. There's such a thing as punishment and schar. There's nothing above human intelligence. They will study Lahavdil the Quran. They will study a New Testament. They will study the Torah. They will study anything. Right? We're going to go and be intelligent people. But that there is a God running this world. But it's even more than that. There's a Gal Gerb Chaim Veloshner. There's a pasuk that says, "V'susasi berichvei paroi dimisich rayosi." Because Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael, "You're like the horses. You're like Paro's horses." What's meant that? You're like Paro's horses. There's another interesting medrash. It says, "Achasi yoinosi samosi." You are like a whole dove. So the Medrash says, don't say Samosi, say Toimosi. You're my twin. So the Medrash says, what do you mean you're my twin? Bibyanei Omar to Umosi, Kaviyoko. Loi ani gedoilo mimeno, I'm not greater than they. Vloi hi gedoilo mimeni, and Klai Yisrael is not greater than me. Klai Yisrael is my twin. Klai Yisrael is my horse, and I'm riding on it. And what type of a horse? The Susasi Birichvei Farai. Farai's horse. The Chaim Blesen says, what does that mean? He says, when they came to the Yamsuf, and the chariot saw, those who were driving the chariot saw that the waters were falling down on the Egyptians that went into the Yam, they wanted to stop the horses. But they couldn't control the horses. The horses kept on going and pulled them in. Zogt Reb Chaim, Klal Yisrael guides my actions. V'susasi berichvei farai dimisich rayosi. I'm under the control of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? When Klal Yisrael is on a madrega they're supposed to be, that changes the whole hashgacha. When Klal Yisrael is not on Madrega, they're supposed to be, that changes the whole Hashgacha. They are like the horses of Paro's chariot. Klal Yisrael is like my twin, the Medrash says. I'm not better than her, and she's not better than me. We both work together. The Greeks refuse to accept the fact that Am Yisrael is an Am HaKodesh. It's an Am that the whole world revolves around. Any person, and I've heard this over and over and over again, it's mind-boggling. The world revolves around the Jews. How many Jews are in this world? How many times is there in the newspaper not an article about the Jews? What's going on with the goyim and the Jews? Leave the Jews alone. How many Jews are in this world? Throughout history, the prejudice of the Jews, the newspapers, so talk about Israel, this, what are you, it's such a small nation, it's the size of Rhode Island. And yet the whole world, the United Nations, talking about the Jews. What's going on though? When you look at the Sefer Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu begins Bereshis Bore Elokim and Shemayim and Oretz, and he goes into Adam and he goes into Noach and he goes into Avram, and then the whole Sefer Torah is talking about the Yidden. The whole tachlis of the world to the Kodesh Baruch Hu revolves around the Yidden. If there's a drought, it's a simon. It's a simon, you got to do tshuva. It's a zimun. It's a zimun that Klai Yisrael is not on the madrega they should be, and vice versa. The Greeks wouldn't accept such a philosophy. Number one is that there's a God who runs this world, and number two is that Am Yisrael is a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why don't you partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? It says, "V'oretz ha'isa breish bo l'kivus esrayim v'soletz." V'oretz ha'isa sohu v'voyu v'choshech al pnei sohoim. So the Medrash says, "What's choshech al pnei sohoim? Zehu yova shehichshichu einayim shel Yisrael b'gzeirei sehen." They made many gzeiros. Shehoisa umeres lohem, kisvu lohem al keren hashor, she'ein lohem chelek belokei Yisrael. So evidently, the diuk is, first it says they made many gzeres, then it says they only said one thing. Kisvu lohem al keren hashor, she'ein lohem chelek belokei Yisrael. The kasha, the Sisi Chaim asks, What do you mean to write? Ein lachem chelek b'elokei Yisrael? Ein lachem emuno b'elokei Yisrael? But ein lachem chelek b'elokei Yisrael? And what's the meaning of shichu einayim? There's other diyukim, but this is all that we'll work on tonight. But ein lachem chelek, ein lachem emuno b'elokei Yisrael. What does chelek mean? What is hechshichu einayhem? So it's a tremendous thing that you find that a well is called Ein Hamoyim. Ein Hamoyim? Hamayim is the mokum of the ayin. It's the mokum of the Ein Hamoyim. And an eye is called an ayin. What's the relationship between Ein Hamoyim, which is a well, and an eye? When you have a mayon, which is running water from under the ground, it means this water comes to you from afar. That's an eye. What's an eye? From the distance, you get your deus brought to your neshama, brought to your sefer. That's the relationship between an ayin of an eye and an ayin of spring water. Hechshichu einayim shel klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Kol ma sheborosi lechuvukloidi parosi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, whatever I've made in this world is for you to recognize, for you to reach the epitome of chokhmah, reishis chokhmah yiras Hashem, to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the mashgiach al kol haaretz. And they darkened that eye, that eye couldn't see that. You're supposed to bring your deus from the world to your neshama, to your sechel. And they went and they were metamtim to neshamas of Klal Yisrael, that they couldn't see it. And they followed, they became misyavnim. And what did they want them to do? They wanted them to admit that they're not a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not they don't have a moon in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael is a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu because the ganze world revolves around Am Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's actions depend on Klal Yisrael. He wanted them to say, Ein lechem chelek v'elokei Yisrael. You have no chelek with it. What do we have to be moida for? We are Am Yisrael. We have a chelek with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are not two-legged animals. We recognize everything is chukei detzonecha. Look at the difference, if you want to. Look at the difference in the world that has no hasoge that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. that they rely on human intelligence. And the same jungle music that they play made jungle animals. You can't walk in the streets. That's human intelligence. That's the Greeks. A man knows everything. Since a man knows everything, he doesn't have to be disciplined. You have the American Civil Liberties Union, Tuvas de Vils. And what happens? You're afraid to go out at night. Why? Because there's no Adam in the street. What do you have to be minded to? Look at what you have. Look what you have to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for. Don't let the Hanukkah go by with just a Hanukkah menorah and you have the shopping list and you didn't bring any products. Don't let a Bein Hazmanim be a Bein Hazmanim of just a Hanukkah menorah with a Molas Tzur. It's a time to thank. If you thank what you have, you don't waste it. Something that's precious, you don't waste. I saw such a I never understood the Inyan of Chanukah geld. What's the Inyan of Chanukah geld? And for most people, that's what Chanukah is. It's a menorah and Chanukah geld. That's what it is. The Ponev Zhirov says that they were 52 years under the persecution of the Greeks. Like amongst the Russians, that they erased Torah from the large segment of Klal Yisrael. How did they attract children to begin learning? They enticed them with money. That's the origin of Chanukah geld, the Ponev Zhirov says. How many of us go past getting Chanukah geld? The whole tachlis of Chanukah geld is to reawaken in the child a love, a desire to learn. And we just have the shopping list. And we have nothing to be thankful for. You know, we can have a Chanukah masiba, we can dance, etc. How many of us have the feeling of lehoida is to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu that we have been zoiched to be we have been zoiched to the Torah, to the Derech Hashem, that Chas V'Sholom it could have been lost, it could have been lost now if you weren't zoiched to come to a yeshiva. We have to realize also what the Greeks were trying to erase from us. That the world revolves around Am Yisrael. That Am Yisrael is a shutuf with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You are, I am, we all are shutufin with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says. We are the horses, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is riding on us. And what we do, the Kodesh Baruch Hu reacts to what we do. If we bring Kedusha to the world, there's Bracha to the world. If Chas V'Sholom we don't bring Kedusha to the world, there's Chas V'Sholom something else to the world. We have to be thankful that we are in such a matzav. In such a matzav that we are in Am Segula. Don't let us fool ourselves, you know. All of you are going to say, you know, our tendency to speak to the party line, you have a Bein Hazmanim, don't waste the Bein Hazmanim. It's the truth. It's wasting your life. It's wasting Chanukah and wasting your life. Why should a person have plans to do things during the Chanukah vacation? You're not supposed to live during the Chanukah vacation? Now, Rav Olba says, we say, Kihem Chayenu V'Yoch Yomenu. If a person is choking, can't breathe, try to make him breathe. Says ear, physically, is the person's life. You choke it off, he dies. Spiritually, came chayenu. When you don't have it, a person is dying. A person is wasting and whittling away. It's not a party line, it's a fact. You're going home to spend a few days with your parents deserve it. Let your parents have nachas of seeing a ben Torah, of seeing how much you've steigt. Let your parents see how much you're offering them now, how much you're sharing your life with them, of all that you've gained in the yeshiva.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.